الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. وقال تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن ولا ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. I'm just looking for him, so now I can start. Respected elders and brothers, human being is the makeup of a body and soul. Human being is the makeup of body and soul. The body in its creation is very different from the creation of the soul. Regarding the body, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. We created them in different phases and stages. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ أَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا أَلَقَةً مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. The gradual creation and the formation of the body, which we created from a lump of soil and we turned into a dirty drop of fluid, which we kept in the safe receptacle of every mother, and then we then fertilized the ovary cell, and then we created now a blood clot, and then we move the blood clot into a chunk of meat, formed and not formed, and then we finally progressed him in the shape of insan. Ansha'nahu khalqan akhar fatabarakallah. Blessed is that Allah has brought the vehicle to carry the soul, has created a vehicle to carry the soul. Regarding the soul, this is from the Latif, where you say, delicate amr and command of Allah. يَسَلُونَكَ أَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوْتِيكُمْ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They ask you regarding the soul. Our knowledge will fall short of understanding what really is the soul, or whether we can see the soul, or whether we can put a shape into the soul. We understand that, you know what, the soul is the electricity of the body, the soul is the engine of the body. The body does not move unless there is a soul inside the body, and the body is actually a socks. The body is a socks onto the soul. And when the socks is removed, or you say, the soul is taken out of the socks means nothing. The socks is on the feet, and then the feet, you know what is valuable with the socks. But when you take out the soul, then even the ant knows that he can take advantage of the soul. In this world, Allah made it that, you know what, the body is the driver, and the soul has to follow. So if the body goes to masjid, the soul will go, follow, and go to masjid. The body goes to nightclub and escort agency, then the soul has to follow also. No choice. In this world, Allah made it like this, that the body is the driver, and the soul is the passenger. There come that day that Allah will turn this around, that the soul will be the driver and the body will be the passenger. That's the day when we turn into the year after, and then the soul will drive into Jahannam, body has to follow. The soul drive into what? The azab of the qabr, the soul, the body has to follow. The soul will drive into Jannat, the body has to follow. So temporary, the driving and the steering of this life of ours is given to the body, the physical body, and the vehicle that takes or carries the soul. Allah has made it such that every person
whoever he may be, that once you extract the soul, which was the electricity to the body,
then be you the president, then be you the Maulana and Mufti, or be you whatever status, one name equal mayyit. When the body is coming, when the ghusl is made, everyone equal name. What is left? The ears are the same. The shape of the body is same. The eyes are intact. The hands, the legs, all there.
It's actually the electricity and the engine that has left, which is the soul. Which is the soul.
Science has put 200 answers, or you say 200 applications and theories to what is that. You and I, because of Quran, it became so easy. And Quran has said it in two lines.
Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha fayumsiku allati qada 'alayha al-mauta wa yursil ukhra ila ajalin musamma.
Allah is the one that extracts the soul and he separates the soul from the body. Allah is the one qul yatawaffakum malaku al-maut alladhi wukila bikum. There's an angel in charge to remove the soul and extract the soul from the body. Like there are people that are in charge to disassemble a car, like that Allah made an angel in charge to extract and take out the soul and bring it back. In life, there is two encounters for human beings in the extraction of the soul. There is no other way. There is no third way. It's either this way, that when Allah commands the malaika, go and lift up and bring to me the soul of so and so. So this is one way. The malaika will come, yadribuna wujuhahum wadbarahum, with sticks in their hands, and they will be belting. From the front they will be hitting them, and from the back. So if you run back, there's a stick at the back. You run front, you want to run away, there's a stick in front. Yadribuna wujuhahum, in front. Why? Man, instinctively he runs front. Then he sees there's no place in front. Adbarahum, he'll turn back. So Allah says both places, there's no turning back. We came to remove the soul. Ayatuha nafsul khabisa kanat fi jasadil khabisa ukhruji. Oh you dirty soul. Oh you dirty soul. The angel is making an announcement. Oh you dirty soul, who inhabited that dirty body. Come out, come out, come out. Command of Allah, that remove yourself. And start moving towards who? Start moving towards your Allah. And ila hamimi wa ghassaq wa akharu min shaklihi azwaj. Start moving to the punishments of Allah, which is hot water and pus that is going to fill. You're going to quench your thirst. This soul is taken and is moving up the heavens and is asking permission at every heaven that let me enter. And from the door, from the answer coming out from the back of the door of the heaven, it says, oh you dirty soul that occupied that dirty body, get out, there's no permission. Allah is saying, لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط. No permission will be granted to the soul, and the soul finally will become despondent. The angel will take it and store it in the fridge. Kalla inna kitab al-fujjari lafi sijjin wa ma adraka ma sijjin. We will take it and store it under the seventh earth, which is the fridge of sijjin, keeping the disobedient souls. Then there is that man who was obedient to Allah. And the angel comes, abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. They take glad tidings with jannat and paradise. And ayatu al nafsul hamida kanat fi jasadil hamida ukhriji.
وأبشروا بروح وغضبان ورب غير غضبان. That you come out and come to meet your Allah, who is very pleased to meet you, so that a soul is taken and moved in a silver plate and moving up the heavens, and permission is sought at every heaven, and every heaven is opening its door. He says, marhaban, marhaban bin nafsil hamida kanat fi jasadil hamida. Welcome to this beautiful soul who occupied that beautiful body. Ascends, and this goes, kalla inna kitab al abrari lafi illiyin. It goes to the fridge of illiyin, which is next to the arsh of Allah, and the souls of the obedient are stored there. The body is going to perish. No one can save the body except who Allah decides. Everything is going to perish, illa ajbaz zanab, the one bone in the back, which is called ajbaz zanab in Arabic. I think the English is coaxic bone or cossack, the bone that is at the back. That bone, the earth, Allah made haram. Even Muslim, non-Muslim, the earth can't devour it. From that bone, Allah will create every man's body and vehicle again. So coming back to this, that Allah has made insan a combination of body and soul. In this worldly life, the body has a demand, and the soul has a demand. And the demands of the body cannot be separated from the body. The body is feeling hungry until the man does not eat. The button of hunger cannot go off. The body is feeling thirsty until a man does not drink and quench his thirst. The button of thirst does not go off. It stays on. And if he does not give it water, and he does not give it food, then the body becomes restless and anxious. Then the strength of the body diminishes as well. That's the physical need of the body that Allah has created. And this is inseparable. That no man can do life without quenching a thirst and satiating a hunger. It's a system, Muslim and non-Muslim, equal in this. Then there is that soul that Allah has created that has a demand. And the demand of the soul is another language, which is called Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Body has been created from sand. So Allah kept the need of the body in the sand. The things that are made up of sand. And the ruh, the soul, has come from the heaven. And Allah has kept the need of the body from those things that come from the heaven. Bima nuzzila ala Muhammadi wa huwa al-haqq min rabbihim. The teachings of my Janabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has come from the heaven, not one word of lie. Allah has created a system to preserve the teachings of our Nabi by making a chain of narration of everything he said and everything he did. I am quickly going through it. I heard hadith from Sheikh Muhammad Hanif, and he from his ustaz Sheikh Yunus Jawanpur, and from his ustaz Maulana Muhammad Zakaria, from his ustaz Khalil Ahmed Saranpuri, from his ustaz Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, from his ustaz Shah Abdul Ghani Mujaddidi, from his ustaz Shah Muhammad Ishaq, from his ustaz Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlawi, from his ustaz Shah Waliullah, and his ustaz Abu Tahir Al-Madani, and his ustaz Sheikh Ibrahim Al-Kurdi, and his ustaz Sheikh Ahmed Al-Kushashi, and his ustaz Sheikh Ibn Muhammad Sahib Ibn al-Mawahib al-Shinawi, and his ustaz Sheikh Muhammad bin Ahmed al-Ramli, and his ustaz Sheikh Abu Yahya al-Ansari, and his ustaz Sheikh Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, and his ustaz Sheikh Ibrahim bin Ahmed al-Tannuhi, and his ustaz Sheikh Ahmed bin Abi Talib al-Hajjar, and his ustaz Sheikh Muhsin Hussain Mubarak al-Zubaydi, and his ustaz Sheikh Abu Awal bin Isa al-Harawi, and his ustaz Sheikh Abdurrahman bin Muzaffar al-Dawoodi, and his ustaz Sheikh Ahmed Abdullah bin Ahmed al-Sarkasi, and his ustaz Sheikh Muhammad bin Yusuf al-Falyabi, and his ustaz Sheikh Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari, qala haddathana al-Humaydi, qala haddathana Sufyan, qala haddathana Yahya bin Sa'id al-Ansari, akhbarani Muhammad bin Ibrahim al-Taymi, an Alqamah bin Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala, an Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama al-a'malu binniyat, wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa, fa man kana hijratu ila Allah wa rasulihi, fa hijratu ila Allah wa rasulihi, wa man kana hijratu ila dunya yusibuha, wa yurati yantiha, fa hijratu ila ma hajara ilayhi. Like I quoted this, every statement, every action of my Nabi, stored in this way, unaltered, unadulterated. Why? Because it's food for the soul of mankind, right to the day of judgment. No one can interfere with it. Like Quran is from Allah, the teachings of my Nabi from Allah, and only these two, only these two diets can go for the soul. Give it the woman of the world, the soul doesn't know the language. Give it the tourist destination of the world, Jumeirah Beach, Malaysia on its buildings, and give it the world, give it the waterfalls, give it Everest, give it Andes, Rockies, give it Niagara Falls. Nothing it knows. It knows only one language, Allah and Allah's Rasul. Like how the body becomes restless when there is hunger and thirst, the soul of mankind today is becoming restless, and we're giving it the bribes and the restaurants and the car and the cars of the world and the spacious and palaces homes with the grower tap and the lighting that's stretching from one to the other. It's not going to get satisfied. It's going to remain hungry. Branded clothing is not going to bring end to the what? To the food, or you say the restlessness of the soul. Give it his diet. That Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on Mi'raj, he was taken from the house of Umm Hani and put where? Into the Hatim, and then taken upon Burra. Subhanallazi asra bi abdihi layla min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa allazi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. We took him to show mankind. We did not put it in the 10th juz. We did not put it in the 20th juz. We put it onto the top of the Quran. On the 15th, that when you look up in the mountain, and you look up at the apex of something, you see the height of mu'min's life is meeting with your Allah. So Allah has intentionally put it, Subhan, a man with ordinary clothing and chumples on his feet. Dunya is asbab. So, traveling from Makkah to Baytul Maqdis, travel on Burak, because dunya is asbab. Taken from the house of Umm Hani to tell you, before you meet your Allah, you got to correct your relationships. Broken relationships, you cannot make up with your Allah. So therefore the house of Umm Hani, who is who? The sister of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then taken to Hatim. Why Hatim? Not the Multazam, the most revered spot of the Kaaba, is the Multazam. One dua at the Multazam can change your whole takdeer of life. Not there, at the Hatim. Why? Hatim is that place where the Quraysh Makkah did not have halal funds to complete the building and the renovation of the Kaaba. So they had haram. They were non-Muslims. They said, no, let's leave this section out and use pure halal to build the Kaaba, to tell you that you're meeting with Allah. If your earnings are haram, you can never meet with your Allah. We need to correct that first. So therefore the Hatim, and then what? His heart was cut open. No anesthetic. Qudrat of Allah. Washed with Zamzam. To show the virtue of Zamzam over Hawd al-Kawthar, the water of Kawthar. Why wash the heart? Wash. That we don't want those feelings when you're coming to us. You want to meet to Allah. Inna Allaha tayyibun. Allah is pure. Allah don't want jealousy in your heart. Allah don't want hatred in your heart. Allah don't want what? Slander in your heart. Allah don't want miserliness in your heart. Remove all that. Wash it with them. Not to say Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had it. Lesson for the Ummah. That this was washed. With what? Zamzam, the Nabi of Allah. And then taken upon Buraq. Which one step was as far as your eyes can see. For dunal himar. Or you say, dunal bagal focal himar. Above a donkey, less than a mule. And Jibreel escorting, and Allah is saying, Subhan. Why Subhan? That man has to wear astronaut clothing and take gas bottles and ascend to the heavens. Allah is free of all that. Allah controls the heavens, controls the air, controls the system. He took a man with ordinary clothes and he lifted him to the heavens. Overnight, after Isha Salah, stopped at Madina Munawwara, stopped at Baytul Lahm, stopped at Madian. At these places he had 2 rakat Salah. Madina, where the Hijrat of our Nabi is going to take place. Madian is the Musa alayhi salam's grave. And what you call it, Baytul Lahm is the birth of Isa alayhi salam in that area. What it tells you? To respect the people of the past. To respect the people of the past. Therefore he was ordered, read 2 rakat salah here at this place. To show respect of the ihsan of your parents first. The ihsan of your teachers. And then as he crosses Egypt, a strong sweet scent is coming into his nose. And he says, Jibreel, ma hazar rih, what is this smell? Jibreel says, this is the grave of Mashita, the slave girl of Fir'aun, who was combing the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun. When the comb fell down, she said, Bismillah. And Fir'aun's daughter said, you have an Allah besides my father? He says, yes, Allah Rabbi wa Rabbu Abik. وَرَبُّكِ Allah is my Rabb, the Rabb of your father and your Rabb. She said, I call my father. So she called Fir'aun. And Fir'aun ordered that she be executed because she has a Rabb other than him. Because he claimed, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَلَىٰ I am the Rabb of this world. So when she had 3 children, 2 were burnt in the cauldron of oil, and the 3rd one on her chest and breastfeeding. When the 2 were burnt, she started crying. So Fir'aun said, you ready to accept me as a Rabb? She says, no. I want 1 wasiyat and 1 request. When you burn me, then see the bones of these children. And my bones buried in one place. The smell is coming from that grave. Brothers, understand this. When the graves and the caps of the grave close, like how sugar in a container, when you close it and you open it after 50 years, it is still sweet. And you take a hot pot of food and you close it and you don't steam it out, then it will go off. and it will rot like that. When you close the caps of the grave and you do not steam yourself out from the zina and from the riba and from all the things that we did in this world, then the body is going to rot very quickly. And when we brought Quran, Hadith, and good deeds, like sugar remains sweet, our body is going to remain fresh in the grave. And then he goes to Baitul Maqdis and ties Buraq on the wall, which is famous. And the story after that, first heaven Adam alayhi salam, second heaven Yahya, Zakariya, Isa alayhi salam, third heaven Yusuf alayhi salam, fourth heaven Idris alayhi salam, fifth heaven Harun alayhi salam, sixth heaven Ibrahim alayhi salam, sixth heaven Musa alayhi salam, seventh heaven Ibrahim alayhi salam, greeted all of them. Ibrahim he went to greet. The rest came to him. Why? Ibrahim is the father of Muhammad. Muhammad is the direct descendant of Ibrahim. And then the story is famous. I don't want to go to the rest parts. Only one man crossed the heavens. Only one man went and made sajda under the arsh of Allah in his worldly life. And that one man, we still don't have conviction in his way. My Sahaba saw 10 years of Miraj. They did not fast and they did not read any wazifa. They did not say it's big night. We say it's big night and we're fasting also, but we don't follow the Muhammad. There's no fast in Miraj. There's no wazifa to read in Miraj. It's an incident that you understand of history. Allah give me tawfiq, and Allah give us tawfiq, and understand a gift that was brought hand to hand. It's Salah, which is an institute of discipline of man's life. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give us all tawfiq. 27th of Rajab is famous for the light of Miraj, which according to Imam Ghazali and other Imams differed in it. It became famous in the Ummah because of the opinion of Imam Ghazali. Allah give us tawfiq of finishing the gift of Miraj. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.